Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon. I got Kyle with me, and there's a special fun fact about today's episode that's very different than previous episodes.
What's that?
I didn't mute you.
And I didn't even know.
See, it's because I trust you more now.
I built up trust. Thanks, Damon.
All right, well, it's been a couple weeks since we've recorded an episode. We took the Thanksgiving holiday off, and we're back at it. So how was your Thanksgiving, Kyle?
It was nice. A little family time and relaxing. But Mimo and I have been doing some Black Friday shopping for like the last 5-6 years. We go, a lot of it's to get shoes. You know, there's a lot of places that have good deals. So we just buy ourselves and the kids a couple pairs of shoes for the year. And it's fine. We do it for a few hours. It's not super intense. And then we go to a few other stores. So it was good. Good to get that kind of checked off and behind me. I'm not a big shopper.
Yeah, I mean, Black Friday isn't just Black Friday anymore. It's like now the whole week.
It's true.
We're recording on Wednesday, and I'm still getting emails about Black Friday sales that are still going on.
True. But yeah, it was good. It was a good time to kind of recharge and refresh a little bit. How about yourself?
Yeah, Thanksgiving was good. It was a little different this year. We hosted more Thanksgiving parties than we normally do, so it was a little bit more tiring, but it was good. It's always good to spend time with family. And want to give a shout out to my mother-in-law. I know she doesn't listen to this podcast, but I always love her stuffing.
That's
best. It's the best. So if you like stuffing, then just be jealous. Because
Well, we didn't record last week, though, either. So we had the testimony, our Thanksgiving service, Testimony Sunday. Did you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, why don't we kick off our episode with talking about Testimony Sunday? So usually around Thanksgiving time, we have give people opportunity to do open mic and share things that the Lord that has done this year that they're mm-hmm. thankful for. And I wasn't there that Sunday. So I was listening to it on my drive back because we were out of town. And it was interesting because, you know, not everybody says their name when they come up. So I'm trying to listen to voices like, I think that sounds like this person.
It's
right?
So funny because I was saying names on some of them, and then some I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying their name. Maybe I shouldn't. So then some I didn't.
Yeah, so it was good to hear from some people that I haven't heard from before, or maybe we haven't heard from before. Yeah. Just some new faces, some new people. And, you know, it's really always encouraging to hear a Testimony Sunday when there's no gaps.
Right? I know.
And so, you know, in the past, we've had some of those where it's a lot of dead space, a lot of just people waiting. But, I mean, man, the Lord must be doing a lot because people are just jumping up out of their seat to come up and share.
Well, you weren't there, so it was nice having the kids, like, right there in the front because they got it kicked off. And it didn't feel like they were far and had to go up a bunch of steps and, like, it's intimidating. So, yeah, they got it started, and then it was kind of like a tag team between siblings or relatives.
And everybody's thankful for Tyson.
Yeah. And then after that, it was good. That kind of broke the ice. And then once the adults started going, and then it was cool. We even got some youth in there without having to prod. And then we got a few more later. But, yeah, it felt really natural that people wanted to get up there and share and give testimonies.
Yeah, I think it was a good way to get the Thanksgiving week started off with people sharing the things that they're thankful for. Not just like personally, but thankful for the Lord, what the Lord has been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've talked to some other people. You know, we like to do a couple or a few testimony Sundays a year, and we can do different themes too. Like this one's definitely more of like a what are you thankful for? So that fits the Thanksgiving week. But in future times, like we can do it more targeted towards a testimony about healing, about God's provision, about, you know, just different things. So, yeah, if you have ideas on that, you know, pass them along to us. We'd be open to taking that in consideration.
And just to give a little sneak peek, we are having our very first New Year's Eve service.
Well, oh, yeah.
We don't actually, service is probably the wrong word for it, but we're having our very first New Year's Eve event on New Year's Eve. And we just, I guess, finalized our start times and everything.
Yeah, your details.
Right, so... Yeah. It's going to be on New Year's Eve, which is Wednesday, December 31st, and we're going to start at 6:30, and we're going to have some programmed messaging service type thing, a program from 6:30 to 7:30. And then after that, we'll have some organized activities. And then after that, it'll just be if people want to hang out, they can hang out till midnight. Kyle has graciously offered to keep the doors open until midnight.
Close it down.
And shut everything down. But, you know, part of the theme of that is going to be, you know, 2025 was a big year for our church. Mm-hmm. It's our first year of having our own facility. There's a lot of new things that were implemented and started. And it was just a big year for our church. So it's a way for us to remember the things that the Lord has done for us as a church as a whole. Mm-hmm. In 2025, as we prepare for what's upcoming in 2026. So Jerry and I are doing a lot of the planning, so we're pretty excited about it. So we want to get people to come out. It's going to be a good thing.
Without giving details, that you said there's going to be different parts to the program, right? Like different types of things we don't do on a normal Sunday service.
Yeah, so it's going to be more interactive. We're going to try to make it more interactive. It's going to definitely be multi-generational feel, so we're going to try to incorporate things that everybody can participate in. Mm-hmm. And there will be times where there's movement around the sanctuary and around the room. And there's going to be some snippets of teaching, but there's also going to be some snippets of it's going to be different.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a way to celebrate and you don't have other things going on, come on out. And even if you do have other things going on, we're trying to start it a little bit early so that if you have to go, you can leave, you know, after the program. The program's supposed to go from 6:30 to 7:30. So hopefully that gives people time if they have other activities at night that they can come for the program and then go somewhere else for the rest of their celebration. But yeah, we wanted to do something where we celebrate as a church family and get together and just recognize what the Lord has done for us in 2025.
Yeah, no, let's celebrate as community. I like that. It's good.
All right, so this past Sunday, Pastor Barry wrapped up our series on 1 John. So over the past few months, we've been working through the book of 1 John, and this week was the kind of the culmination where I don't think Pastor Barry actually gave us a title, but we kind of titled it Knowing Eternal Life. Mm. Because it seemed like that was a general theme of what his message was and understanding what eternal life actually is, right? And it's a little different than I think what some people's perception is through the capital C church teaching over the years. But just to give a perspective on that, I thought it was a really good way to wrap up the series.
Yeah. I thought it was funny the way he described, like, oh, yeah, you know, usually at the end of letters, you know, it's kind of like a closing thing, and it's pretty simple. And he said he got into it, and he's like, oh, man, this is going to be heavy. And I was like, oh, yeah, even Pastor Barry can be like that. Like, oh, man, this is going to take some digging into. But he did a good job with it.
Yeah, you know, so for Pastor Barry, too, it was Thanksgiving week. So he was pretty busy with family stuff and other gatherings. And, you know, they travel up to Sacramento for their family gathering. So trying to prepare this message, I think heading in, he was thinking it was going to be pretty easy. And it's oh, this is a lot more than I was anticipating.
But he jumped right into the first couple of verses talking about, you know, asking and whatever you ask, you'll get. And then he's like, is that true? And I thought it was funny because I think people were like, I don't know how to answer that. It sounds true. But then, you know, there's a key phrase in there, according to his will, I think he says, right? Yeah. It was, for me, a good reminder. Like, I know that, and I know it our prayer requests need to be aligned to be, valid, right? Mm-hmm. To be honored. But it was convicting for me because a lot of times I just don't ask God for a lot of things. I focus on Thanksgiving and, you know, being thankful and, that kind of stuff, but asking, like, I think there's a part of me that probably from like a wounding or something that I'm just like, I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to ask and then not get. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh man, that's such like what we talk about, the orphan mentality, right? I'm like, oh man, but there's so many verses that talk about how God wants to give us so much and he's so much waiting for us, but he's asking, waiting for us to ask. And I don't know. It was convicting. So it changed on Monday. I actually was praying differently. And then there was actually an answer right after, too. I was like, oh, man, like that was kind of a little bit of a wake-up call for me.
Okay, so as you've been wrestling with that perspective of wanting to ask more, have you come to a place where you're understanding more, like what happened, or how do you deal with when you don't get it?
No. No, I mean, I think I know the part of why you don't. There's, you know, God's ways are higher than, you know, my way. So there's he can answer in a way where it might seem like a no or it's not answering, but that is part of the answer. Excuse me. But, no, that's still the other, like another side of that coin of like, oh, that's a tough one. And that's part of where, well, it's just easier not to ask, and then I won't have to worry about it not being answered because it's not that important. But really, it's really an indicator of where my trust level is, right? And I'm like, oh man, okay, I've grown in certain ways of trusting God, but that highlighted to me like, oh, that's an area that I kind of fall back into old patterns.
Yeah, it's interesting that this is part of what we're talking about because I've been listening to another podcast. I mean, I haven't been listening to a lot of podcasts recently, but this one popped up on my feed that I was like, oh, maybe I should listen to this. And it was, they were talking about waiting. Mm. And so one of the things that the person was talking about was how when we ask, especially for things that are kind of deep and dear to us, it's actually a very vulnerable position, right? Because when we're asking what we really are, like our deepest heart's desire, that puts us in a vulnerable position because then what happens when we don't get that, right? And so kind of like you said, a lot of times we don't ask for those things because we don't want to be disappointed because of the kind of the weight of it and the difficulty of going to that place of being vulnerable and sharing that vulnerable place with someone else and to say, how are you going to respond to that, right? Because we don't want that hurt in that vulnerable place. It's like easy to ask for some of the simple things or some of the, because it's not as vulnerable to us. And so I thought that was interesting, but
no, it totally aligns with what I've been wrestling with.
But I thought one of the cool things that the speaker on the podcast was talking about was because in the waiting or, you know, in the time in between the asking and the answering, one of the things that God is most concerned about is what's developing in our character. And so that's like a higher priority for him, according to the speaker, than us getting what we want or us getting what we're asking for. And so there might be times where we get what we're asking for and it just might be like you had to wait for it, right? But are we allowing the Lord to develop our character in that time that we're waiting? And are we living in a posture that's hopeful for what the Lord has for us? Because what the Lord has for us is good. So even if we don't get it, there's a reason for it because he's actually out for our good. And it could be part of it is just developing our character. It could be, you know, the patience development, the perseverance development, the hope development. Are we able to hope when it seems like things are bleak or we're not getting what we're asking for? Are we still able to have a posture of hope? And so I thought that was just kind of interesting, the timing of listening to that.
For sure. Yeah, it's like God has a layer of wisdom that just kind of seems simple or seems, oh yeah, that makes sense, but it kind of blows me away sometimes if that's not how I would normally act. And I was just listening to something this morning too that it was talking about the book of Revelation and things like that where like no one knows the hour or the day, right? And then the speaker was saying, yeah, because if we knew, then we would be lazy and be complacent up until a certain time. Then, oh, now it's time to get ready. But like God, he does that on like out of his wisdom. Like, no, you need to always be ready and you just always be like anticipating like it's any time. And I thought, oh, yeah, it's like, it would be easy just to tell everybody because how many times does God get questions? Hey, when are you coming back? Like, why? Yeah. When is, you know, like he could just tell us the answer. But then if we knew, then you know, our faith isn't developed and all those like characteristics you were just mentioning.
And actually Paul addresses that in Thessalonians because he talks about the day of the Lord and he's addressing them because they're feeling like, oh, we can just do whatever we want. We can just be lazy because the day of the Lord is coming and right.
I think that's what the guy was referencing too because it was so good job, Damon. I don't think you listened to that podcast, but
No, I didn't listen to that podcast, but we did spend a lot of time on that when I was in school. Mm-hmm. We talked about that one a lot. So, but
how about, yeah, so that was something that stood out to me, but how about you? Is there something in 1 John or in that part of 1 John that stood out?
In this section, the part that stood out was when Pastor Barry was talking about looking at the original language, right? And so how he was talking about the knowing, and it was in verses, I mean, for most of the section, because he was doing 13 to 21, right? Mm-hmm. And so in most of it, he's talking, if we look at the original language, he's using the word knowledge as like understanding and kind of an intellectual and like a faith, but like in our mind, right? But then the culmination of all that, it's like we need to know all these things. We need to be able to trust all these things in our mind, and we need to fully believe in them. And then the place that he got to is so that we can know, but the knowing that he's talking about in this second part is like an intimacy, so that we can have an intimacy with the Lord. And so it's like, oh, that's something that you don't get if you're just looking at it in English, right?
Sure.
Because it's the same word, it's same knowledge.
Right.
But if you look at it in the original, it's like we go from a kind of a head knowledge to an intimate knowledge, right? And that's different. And so I thought that part really stood out to me because, yeah, I think sometimes we just focus so much on like, oh, I need to grow in my intellect, or I need to know more in my mind. But sometimes actually the thing that we really need to grow in is our knowledge intimacy. And that's just very different than our culture, especially we live in a Western culture that values like intellect and wisdom and mind. And really there's so much more that we can know of the intimacy and closeness of the Lord that is the part that actually transforms us. And so I thought that was really, I was really thankful that Pastor Barry kind of brought that out and looking at the original language.
Yeah, I agree. And I liked how he did it at the end with that one slide, because he was describing it and I knew where he was going. He was going to have a contrasting, you know, knowing like the other side of it. But then when he put it up and he had all the ones in yellow, like all the the knowing for understanding, and then the last one in green, I think it was green. And then it's like all of those, and then at the very end, so that we know him, so that we have intimacy. So he wants us to have all this knowledge, but it's the purpose is to know him like on a deeper level. I'm like, oh, that the way that he pulled that out was really cool.
Yeah, and I think that's something that, you know, because of who Pastor Barry is and because of, you know, the direction that he's taking our church, I do feel like that's something that kind of sets us apart is that's one of the focuses for us is just to have this intimate relationship with the Lord. And it's not just, you know, all about just checking the things off the box and knowing the right things in our mind, but it's also allowing the Lord to be into some of those intimate, vulnerable places that we were talking about earlier, and having that intimacy and closeness with him.
It's the longer we've been on this journey, I really value the way he balances that side with the traditional Western thinking side, and it really does give us more of a fullness. And even no matter what side we land that we kind of favor, it's like it stretches you to have a balance with it.
Yeah, and I think that's, I like your word balance, and it's something that we've talked a lot about on the podcast, right? It's just, you know, recognizing the tension in between the extremes, right? And sometimes in our cultures, it's easy to go to one extreme or the other, but how do we hold firm to the tension in between? And yeah, I think that's something that I think Richard shared about that in our last episode, is that, you know, there is a truth, but then there's also like the freedom, right? That he's experienced as he's come to our church. That's different because, right? It's easy for churches and other places. I mean, not even just church, but it's easy to favor one extreme or the other, right? And that's where this whole book of 1 John that we've been talking about, it's been the focus. It's light and love, right? It's grace and truth. It's not just grace and it's not just truth, but it's how do we walk with both.
Yeah, it's really looking at the two different types of knowing, right? Like mm-hmm. that you can't have intellect knowing, you can't have a deep intellect knowing without some kind of intimacy. And mm-hmm. you can't have intimacy without knowing what the truth is too. Mm-hmm. So otherwise your intimacy could be based on something that's not accurate or not true. So yeah, it shows up over and over in the Bible and with different wording and different things, but it's that same principle that there's these, I don't want to say competing, but they're tugging at different aspects of us, and we need that tension. And I think we're all wired to kind of, or most of us are wired to pull to one side more than the other. And some people can just stay in the middle easier, but we can't, or it's unwise to just get complacent with the one that feels comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as we wrap up this series, I mean, I feel like that's one of the main things that we've been talking about consistently is how do we remain in the tension? Because when you hear the word tension, it evokes certain emotions, right? That a lot of times are very difficult emotions to, you know, that we want to walk in, right? It's like, I don't want to walk in tension. I want it to be easy. I want it to be simple. I want to be comfortable. And tension doesn't seem comfortable. But I think that that's where, as we've been going through this series, it shows like that's where the life is. Mm. The life is in the tension, right? And when we're too far on one side or the other, then, I mean, if we feel like we're bored with life or if we feel like we're just going through, like, that's part of it. It's mm-hmm. just because we've become so accustomed to comfort mm-hmm. and not walking in the tension. And so I think that's one of the encouragements for us is when you're living in the tension, like, we're going to experience the life that the mm-hmm. Lord has for us in that tension.
Yeah, I think it's, as you're saying that, sometimes I think it's not in the tension, but it's like after the tension leaves. Then you can look and like, oh, okay, I can see the purpose of it. Because a lot of times in the, not all the time, obviously, but a lot of times in the tension, it's just a grind to mm-hmm. be like, oh man, how am I going to like make it through this? But then afterwards, it's like, oh, that now I see, and that added more depth or more understanding or something. At least that's been my experience.
Yeah, I mean, as we're talking, an image came to mind of, like, the movie Inside Out, the first one.
Oh, man, it's been so long since I've seen that.
Okay, so, spoiler alert, but, I mean, this movie's so old it's been out. I mean, it's old enough that the main character was part of the inspiration for Riley's name. Because
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
After we watched that movie, we're like, oh, maybe that would be a good name for the next one that's coming. So, but anyway, you know, one of the main characters in that movie is Joy, right? And so her intent throughout the whole movie is to have Riley experience joy, mm-hmm. right? And she's like, I don't understand what sadness is here for. Why is sadness here? Why is sadness a part? Why does she need to be around? Mm-hmm. But then when she looks, they were finally towards the end, the kind of the culmination of it was that it showed when sadness was around it, there was like this intimacy, this closeness with the people around her that brought more life to Riley than she had before. Mm. Right. So there was a purpose to both. Mm. Right. So it wasn't just to live in this joy, joy, joy all the time, but all the emotions have their role in helping us to have intimacy with other people. And so, you know, without the sadness, she would have missed out on certain of these close times that she had with the other people. And I think for us too, it's like recognizing that with that tension, it pulls us closer to the Lord too.
It can.
Okay, it can. It can. If we respond in the way that it's...
Yeah, right. Its intent is to do that. Yeah. Sometimes we divert it.
Sometimes we can just try to run away.
Or different ways we can try to divert from it. But yeah, no, this has been a good series. On First John, like it from where we started, even when we announced it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a love. It's gonna be good. And then like when I spoke pretty early in the series, I was like, oh, it's a little different than I was expecting. But I think as we've gone through it, it's been good the way that that John wrote the book. I think it's what we need right now. So I've been happy with the series. It's been really, really, I'm just going to say uplifting. I'm like, well, some ways, but it's been very informative on the balance and the fullness of love.
Yeah, I think it helps us. You know, we spent so long talking about our identity and, and grace and walking in grace and that. And then earlier this year when we went through Awe of God, right, it's the other bank. And so I felt like this was a good series for us to go through to show like what the balance looks like and what it looks like to walk in that tension. Because, yeah, it could, even as a church, it could be easy to go from one side to the other side, right? Mm-hmm. So for us to wrap up after Awe of God with this, it's like, oh, this was very practical, I think.
Yeah, no, I thought that's what, I mean, Barry, he has good wisdom, and then the Lord downloads certain things to him, but he felt like this was a good book to count, not to... to counter, to balance what we did in the spring. And I thought, oh yeah, I can see now like why he wanted to go this direction.
Yeah, because I mean, we got a lot of feedback from people from Awe of God, and it was not an easy book for us to go through, and not an easy series for us to go through. So I think it was good for us to show with this series how we need both. Right, it's not just always walking in only grace, but we do need to have the fear of the Lord at the same time too.
Yep. Wow. So anything else to wrap up this one? This feels like one of our shorter ones, but.
Yeah. Kyle's actually sitting in a different position than normally does. So he
I'm
doesn't
more
have
relaxed. I'm like, I'm in the swivel chair.
So he doesn't have access to the clock.
Oh yeah.
So he doesn't know how long it's been. So, but he is kind of right on in terms of this.
I just sneaked
like
a peek.
A shorter
I'm
one.
Like, oh yeah. But yeah, maybe, let's see, do we have anything coming up that to highlight?
Well, we already did our pitch for New Year's Eve. We have Christmas service coming up in a few weeks.
I was just thinking on the podcast, if we have anything, we're always looking for more guests. We hit up somebody yesterday. That person will remain nameless on right now, but I think we need to have her on.
Oh, that person.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about someone else.
No.
Yes, we...
we want to have her come on, and she has some cool God stories to share. So we'll be...
And it was actually really good because she came in during the middle of the day while we were meeting.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, one of the reasons we hadn't asked her before was because we thought it would have to... she couldn't meet during the middle of the day. So... yeah.
So hopefully that person comes on, but yeah, we're still looking for more people. It's always fun to have a third or fourth voice. So
actually, I do have a special guest lined up for next week.
Oh, that's right. You told me.
It's a friend of mine from college, and we've had some pretty good, deep conversations. And when I told him that we had a podcast, he's like, oh, I'd be open to coming on. It's like, oh, we're always looking for new guests. So he's lined up for next week. So we will give a nice introduction, but yeah, looking forward to having that. And fun fact, Kyle hasn't met him yet, so it'll be an interesting discussion.
But if you have suggestions about people, but also even if you have things that you'd like to see or hear on the podcast or different segments or things like that, please let us know. We'd be happy to incorporate different things if you guys want different stuff.
Yep, and just I want to give a shout out to Sanjay.
Mm.
Because he has been trying to organize and set up having Andy come on, his all aunt, right, come on the podcast. So, Andy, we are looking forward to having you come on the podcast in the future.
2026.
So, yeah, maybe, because I know Sanjay listens to the podcast pretty loud at home. So, maybe during this section, he can turn it really up high so she can hear that, yes, we are inviting Andy to come on the podcast.
All right. Well. Man, it's crazy.
And then pretty soon too, Cameron said he'll come on too. Pretty soon, yeah. So we'll have Cameron come on too. But yeah, we're getting close to the end of 2025.
I know. It's just like, man, it's December now. Excuse me. Yeah, it feels in some ways like about this time last year we were just getting the sanctuary ready, different things, and it was like a whirlwind. It's like, man, that was a year ago.
Yep. We've almost been in our new facility for a full year, and it's been gone
we've,
really
we've
quickly.
Had it for a full year. We just started meeting in January.
Yes.
But
as a whole church, we've been meeting at our new facility for
almost
a year.
Yeah.
In a few weeks, we do have our Christmas service coming up, and we are doing, the kids are going to be having a special performance of a Peanuts Christmas. Mm-hmm. And give a shout out to my niece, Abby Poon, who's going to be playing Charlie with the EY. Brown. Right. So yes, we are making sure that it's the correct gender. But yeah, it's going to be good. Cameron's really excited. He's directing again, and
yeah, the kids are owning it, taking it. Yep.
He was excited this past week. He said most of the kids have a lot of their lines memorized, so it's going to be really cute. So invite people to come on out. It's going to be a good Sunday, and Pastor Barry's going to be giving the good Christmas message. And yeah,
that'd be good. I'm looking forward to it. This holiday season, we got some special stuff. So yeah, you can wrap us up, Damon.
Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff coming up, and a lot of things that we have going on are things that you can invite friends to. So Christmas service, you can pip, which means pray, invite, pray, and for Christmas service. And then we have our New Year's Eve service or program coming up on New Year's Eve. So got a lot of stuff coming up in the near future to celebrate the holidays together. So thanks for listening. We are very thankful for all of you out there. In the mood of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And in the upcoming busyness of the holidays, make sure you take time to relax and not get overwhelmed. And looking forward to celebrating with all of you.
So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.